As of Sunday, more than 70 Western New Yorkers had died of COVID-19. Almost half of them were nursing home residents. The New York State Department of Health released county-by-county numbers Monday, showing 34 Western New York nursing home residents, including 29 in Erie County, had died of COVID-19 as of Sunday. Western New York's eight counties had reported only 73 total deaths as of Sunday. That means nursing home residents account for about 46% of the region's fatalities.
It's extremely sad, but it's not surprising.
That's Lindsay Heckler, an attorney with the Center for Elder Law and Justice in Buffalo.
When you have many people with high medical needs, multiple comorbidities, this is the population that are, quite frankly, most vulnerable to this virus.
While grateful to get county death numbers, Heckler says the state should be releasing the number of deaths at each nursing home. She also thinks the state should disclose the number of total cases at each nursing home.
In my opinion, disclosing this information really is a public health necessity, and it's important in order to properly gauge the problem, what is going on in our nursing homes and adult care facilities, raise awareness to the issues, but also direct needed resources to nursing homes and adult care facilities.
Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration argues that releasing nursing home-specific numbers violates HIPAA, the healthcare privacy law. Heckler disagrees.
While I fully respect that nursing homes and adult care facilities and understand that these are residents' homes, disclosing the numbers doesn't really infringe on their right to privacy.
A few nursing homes have publicly disclosed their COVID-19 numbers. Father Baker Manor in Orchard Park announced 41 residents tested positive last week. Wyoming County Skilled Nursing Facility has confirmed 3 deaths and 5 total cases thus far. Although Heckler feels the public should know which nursing homes have cases, she says having cases doesn't necessarily mean the nursing home was being negligent.
Because one of the challenges with COVID-19 is our people can be asymptomatic, but spreading the virus. So unless they had widespread means to test quickly, do rapid tests, of every staff member that came that was about to go into the nursing home, odds are you may or may not miss someone who may have the virus but aren't displaying the symptoms.
Tom Dinke, WBFO News.